Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. Tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Egel, Simon Pei Hei. Shaila of the single girl who was found to be pregnant. She said it was from a certain kohen. He agreed after having first denied it. And we said there's a sfeik sfeika, that maybe she hadn't been with any other men. And even if she had been, and maybe that man was kosher. But we said this has to be, according to the Dagul Meiravava, it has to be 50-50, 50% ksher, 50% psulim. Because if there's a roiv psulim, then that roiv is moichek this suffik. There's no suffik, maybe it was to a kosher. Because the Rav says there was two apostles, therefore it has to be 50-50. That's where we left off in the last shiur. However, yesh ladun al divrei adagol merivava. Because, as we learned in the previous shiur, mechza al mechza, you should be machshir the woman, the kahuna, machma sveik sveika. Safek, afkara, safek, lay afkara. Maybe she was mafki herself to other men, maybe she wasn't. And even if she was, maybe he's kasher. But veroif psulin, zokt. The Dagul Meiravava, they're not two sveikas, because we have disabled the suffake of maybe the guy is kosher, because it's roif psulin. Now, the makor for this yisod that by a sveik sveika, where there's a rov against one of the sveikas, that suffik is not considered a suffik, and memela only one suffik remains, is from Tesvis and Ksubis on the Tesamer Aleph. That they ask in the Sugi of Pesach Pasuach on the suffik of suffik tachtov, suffik eno tachtov, suffik be'ines, suffik be'rotzen, that the suffik eines is nistal me'roiv, because roiv einsim, most of the time if there's a rape, it has a call, and there was no call. So memela, we have no roiv, we have no suffik oines, because we have a roiv against that suffik. Once you have a roiv against the suffik, it's not a suffik b'chlal. So you see from the kashiv Tosfos that it's a svar pshuta, that if you have a roiv against one of the sveikas, it's not considered a sveik sveika. However, on Tosfos, there's already a kasha of the rivosh, in his tshuvis, in simen shin ayin beis, was is gebrengt, in shita mekubetzis, in ksubis, divar maschil oid hikshu, she ein haroiv, misalek, suffik, de oines legamre, the rov, frekta rivosh, is not completely misalek, does not completely remove the suffik ones, because even though there's rov v'rotzayn, there's still a suffik demiut of ones. There's still going to be a minority where there's a suffik ones. Ebazoi, the kasha of Tosfos is not shver, because it's still a sveik sveika. Suffik tachtav, suffik ein tachtav. Vim timtzalayma tachtav. Yesh suffik miut de ones. Even if you're going to say that it is tachtav, there's still this suffik miut doines, that there is a miut, there's a doubt that maybe it's part of the miut, that she's part of the miut and she was nan SS and there's no call. And we can say like this, smoich miuta le suffik. Let us combine the miut to the suffik, just like we say in Yevamis 119a. Ha'isha, shahaya baila ben yichidi. You have a woman whose husband is an only son. There's no yavam. And her pregnant mother-in-law goes overseas and her husband dies. It is a suffik if a son was born to the shvigar, to the mother-in-law. And she is a shemeles yavam. She must wait to do yibam with this child. and she's asura when he becomes an adult, and she's asura l'shuk, and she's forbidden to others, or lo noilad ben l'chamoisa umuteres hi l'shuk. Maybe a son was not born to the shvigar, and she's muteres l'shuk. So Rabbi Yoshua says there in Yevamos Kuf Yotes Samad Aleph, she'ena choyshes. Why not? Because roiv nashim misabros v'yodas. Most women get pregnant and give birth. Miut mepilos, a minority of women have miscarriages. V'chol hayodas mechze zechorim u'mechze nekevus. And all women give birth. Half the boys, it's amazing how it works, by the way. Half the world basically is male and half the world is female. And what a world it would look like, right, if it were 90% men and 10% women or vice versa. It would just be, you know, an absolute nightmare for so many people. So Baruch Hashem, I mean, if it were mostly women, then we would solve the problem. We would just all have 12 wives. But if they were, it's not an option for a woman to have two husbands, both al pi halacha, and also it doesn't make sense. You don't know who the father is. Uncle Panim, that's the world. The world is 50-50, half Zecharim, half Nekevis. And there's also a miut of Mepilos. So what do? We take the miut, that minority of women who miscarry. We combine that to the half females. V'havale Zecharim miuta. And now males are in the minority. Ayn sham kol ha-sugya, v'ayn oid b'b'choyros, b'daf chof omud beiz. So too, says the Rivosh, we can say, smoich mi'uta de'oines, l'palga de'sofik tachtov, v'tishteri. Let us combine the miut of oines. Yes, there's a miut of oines, but there's also 50% of women that it's a 50% chance it was tachtav. Eino tachtav. We don't know if it's tachtav or eino tachtav. But on one hand, it could have been eino tachtav, and even if it was tachtav, so maybe it was bainus. So we are allowed to be mitzarif, this miut, just like there were mitzarif, the miut. Here also, let's be mitzarif the miut. Let's combine the miut of ones to the half of safik tachtav, safik eino tachtav. So even on the tzad that it's tachtav, maybe it's not tachtav, and even on the tzad that it's tachtav, maybe it was bonus. So the svar asa'at kan mitivrei harivash. So according to the svar of the rivash, we can also say in our case, even b'roiv psulim, we could be machshir this girl. Why? Because smoich miut dikshirim lepalga the suffik lo afkora atzma klal. We have a miut of the men are kosher, and then we have a 50% chance that she wasn't mafkir herself at all. So altogether, you could be matir her. Because you have the miut ksherim together with the fact that maybe she wasn't mafkir herself at all. And we're not going to be mevatel this miut ksherim because we have rov psulim. No. We're still going to use that miut and combine it to the half that she wasn't mafkir herself at all. And that's how she was mafkir herself. Maybe it was to a kasher. V'yesh lahatira afilu b'di'ika rov psulim. And therefore we should be matir this woman even if there are a majority of pasul men. And that is the law, kehadagul merivav, the dog of merivav wanted to say that if you have a rov, that wipes out the miut. There's no suffix anymore. If you have a rov versus a miut, that rov wipes out the miut, and that doesn't apply the suffix. Aye, what about Tesvis? Tosfos wanted to erase the suffix because Tosfos says that Onas has a call. So Tosfos obviously doesn't write, and therefore since Onas has a call and there was no call, so in Mele we don't assume there was Onas. So why is it Bukhal a suffix Onas? So you see that Tosfos is not holding with the teretz of the Rivash. So Rabbeinu explains, Rabbi Kivegra explains, that we can say that Tosfos holds that it's not shayich in that case of Pesach, Pesuach, Matzasi, this inyan of smoich mi'uta, the palga de Suffolk. You can't compare the Pesach Pesuach case . You can't say that let's be masmich the miut, let's combine the miut, that it is honest, to the half of Safek Tachtav, Safek Eino Tachtav, and maybe it wasn't Tachtav, and even if it was Tachtav, maybe there's still a miut. Why doesn't Tosfos hold to that? Because you can't compare that to the case of the Smoich Miuta Lamapilois, the case in Yevomis and Afkuf Yutes, where we combine the miut that miscarry together with the nekevis, right? That's what we wanted to do there. We have a miut mapilos, we have a minority of women miscarry, and then we have half nekevis. So the miut mapilos together with the half nekevis makes it that we can be matir this woman l'shuk. So you can't compare the two cases. Why not? Because there, in the case of miut mepilos and mechtzin ekevus, shneim meinyan echodim, they're both the same idea, they're the same concept, that there was no vlad zochol that was geboirin, that was born, and therefore we're mitzaref, and we say smoich miuta de mepilos lemechtza nekevus loymar sheyesh roiv de loy have vlad zochor. There we can combine the two and say, hey, let's say that the miut miscarries, half have nekevis, so we have a rov on our side that the vlad was not a zachar. Masha'enkein in the sugya of Pesach Pesuach, the miut of oines is not inyan echad in palga de safek ein tachtav. These are two different inyanim. There's that she was raped and that there wasn't not tachtav. So the miut of oines isn't moisif to say that she's not tachtav. That doesn't help us with the eino tachtav. When it comes to the case of the woman giving birth, where we have the miut hamepilois and Mechtzin Akevis, they're both saying the same thing. That there is a majority, they're both saying that a male son wasn't born, and therefore there's no Chi of Yibum. So they're saying the same thing. But here in our case, on the Ksubis Daf Tes, they're saying two different things. Onus is onus, and Eino Tachtav is Eino Tachtav. But they're not saying the same thing. The Miut of Onus doesn't add on to this to the Ein Tachtav. Two different inyanim. And therefore, Tosis doesn't hold that it's not shaykh over there, this inyan of smoch miut to onus, lapalga de suffik de no tachtav. So, faren for the kash of the rivash and Tosis. In other words, why doesn't Tosis answer that way? Tosis doesn't answer that way because one has nothing to do with the other. And what about the case in Yevamis? Yevamis is a completely different case. There in Yevamis, we can combine the two because it's really same inyan. They're both saying that a male wasn't born. Say, for you have a robe, a male wasn't born. But here, these are two different things, so you can't combine them. Therefore, Tosfos asks, okay, you have a Safek Tachtav, a Zayin Tachtav, that's 50-50, but you know that it wasn't an onus. Because if there was onus, there'd be a call. I was a miut. A miut doesn't combine to the Ein Tachtav because it's a different inyan. However, we can say that Tosfos agrees in principle to the yesod of the Rivash, that by Sveik Sveika, Sheyesh Rov, when there's a Rov against one of the Sveikas, we could be Matir and say Smoch Miuta Lepalga of the other Suffolk. You have one Suffolk of 50-50 and you have another Suffolk where there's only a Miut against a Rov, but you can still be Masmech that Miut to the Rov. to the 50-50, to the first suffik. Just according to Tosfos, we only say this where the miut is may oisoi inyan de palga de suffik ha'achir. It has to be the same idea. Just like the smoch miut de mapilos, the mechts and akevis. But not in the case of Tosfos, where it's being masmich the oines, the miut of oines to the suffik eno tachtav. Oibazoi. Benida and Yidan, in our case, that the miut of ksheirim is me oisoi inyan. It's the same idea as the palga, the suffik, loy, the loy afkora atzma la'acher. Here you have a case of miut ksheirim. What's the case of miut ksheirim? Less than the majority of men, less than half of the men, are kosher to her. Most of the men would pass with her, let's say they're not Jewish. But that's the same inyan, this miut ksheirim is the same inyan as suffik lo afkara atzma la'acher. Because in both cases, we're saying the same thing. She did not have bia with a man who was pasul to her. If we say that there are miut of ksheirim, that is a minority of ksheirim, what is that saying? That he didn't passel her. And if we say she wasn't mafkir herself, what are we saying? Also that she wasn't passeled. So they're both saying the same thing. If so, Tosus also holds that we'll say here, smoch miuta de ksheirim, the palga, the suffik de lo afkara, the miut of ksheirim, we're going to combine to the chetzi of suffik lo afkara. Maybe she wasn't mafkir herself at all, and therefore we can be matir l'kahuna, even if they're rov psulim. Let's see Lashon Rabbeinu inside. Rabbeinu writes Gor B'Kitzer. Omnam Yesh Laimah Da'afilu B'Rov Gamur Habei Sveik Sveike. Even if it's a Rov Gamur, it's still Sveik Sveike. The Rov doesn't wipe out the Sufik. Da'habe'emes Hiksha Arivash Al Divrei Tosfos B'Sugi De Pesach B'Suach. Because the Arivash asked on Tosfos in the Sugi of Pesach B'Suach Da'agam B'Rov Do'i Raisa even if it's a roiv doy raisa, we should still say, let's be masmech the miut to the half. Like the case in Yavamis, where we want to combine the half of the women who give birth to females to the minority of women who miscarry, and that means that this woman is now mutaris lashuk. She can assume that the mother-in-law didn't have a male son. So the Rivash argues with Tosfos. He says that a rov doesn't wipe out a miut. When you have a suffik and one of it is a suffik where it's a rov against the miut, the rov doesn't say there's no miut. Doesn't completely wipe out the suffik. The Rivash says, look at the Gemara in Yavamis, smoke miut and mepilos. The minority, even though it's a minority, but a minority of women that are miscarrying is still combined with the half nekevis. Ulanius daiti yesh li yashev. The dafka hechi de hamiut misayea le falga bemitzius hamaise. Kiahi de miut mepilois. The nefel habe chatichas boso be alma. The ancient vlad olav. Vim ken a miut mepilos vamechts de nekevis machzikim lahadodi. The lo habe vlad zocho. So they're really both saying the same thing. The miut is misayea le palga. In this maisa, in other words, the same. It's the same mitzius hamaisa. Why? Because a nefel is a piece of meat. It's unfortunately it's a miscarried baby, so it doesn't have a shame vlad. So it doesn't matter whether it was male or female. It doesn't have a shame vlad. So that means that it wasn't a Vlad Zachar. And what's the half Nikevis? It also wasn't a Vlad Zachar. So you can combine the two. Aval be'ahid Pesach pasuach. Ve'ein amiut oines. Misayaya lemitzias hamaise. Ve'ein oitachtov. Ve'ein beis in yonim. Ela de misayaya ledin ha'echshir shalom. But in the case of Pesach Pesuch, there's no combination in the Metzius. You can't be Metzarev be Metzius. These two things, they're not saying the same Metzius. The Miut Oines and the Tzafek Tachtav, Tzafek Eino Tachtav. These are two different inyanim. It's only this, they're both saying kosher, but they're not both saying that the same thing happened. In the case of the Yevamis, both the miut mepilos and the rov and the chatzi nekevos are both saying it wasn't a zachar, but eno tachtav isn't saying ones, and ones isn't saying eno tachtav. The only thing they have in common is that she's kosher, but they don't have in common that they're saying that there's the same mitzias, and therefore you can't combine these two cases, these two possibilities. But in our case, you can combine the two. Because it's the same idea. In both cases, we're saying that she didn't have bia with a man who was puzzled to her. Whether it was that she wasn't mafki herself, or she was, but with a kosher man. So in both cases, she wasn't a velis apostola, so it's the same tzius. And then Rabbeinu adds in a Hashmata, in an addendum, that you can't ask that according to Rabbi Yeshua and Ksubas Daf Yud Gimel, that according to him you would say a roiv isn't matir isha l'kahuna, because he holds that a taina is bari, right? We hold when she's bari, and her cheskas kashus doesn't help, a roiv doesn't help either. Because that's not true, because we don't go after the roiv to be machshir her. We also can't go over the roiv psulim to pasul her to be mevatel the sveik sveika. Rabbi Yeshua's matir b'sveik sveika, like we saw in the previous year, by Almanas Issa. So if he doesn't like the rov to be machshir her, he also can't be samech on the rov to pasul her. It means you can't say, oh, we're not going to be samech on the rov to be matir. We're only going to be samech on the rov to pasul. And that means that the suffix of that has a rov is not going to be part of the suffix, that the robe is going to erase the mute. Can't say that. Because if you say that you follow robes, so then follow the robe also in the case where to be machshir. And here we have a robe to be machshir. What's the robe to be machshir? That half of the women we have a suffix, maybe she wasn't mafki herself at all. Then if she was mafki herself, she mafki herself to a kasher, even though it's a miyut. But it doesn't matter, because so-so-so, you have a rov. You have half that aren't mafki, you have a suffix, 50-50 shakel, that it's never mafki themselves at all. And then mostly females there, that, and there's also an amount that are mafki, but they're mafki themselves to a kasher. So you follow that rov and don't say, no, we only want to follow the rov and say, no, that suffix, the suffix where there's a miut is not a suffix, because the rov erases the miut. Oh, so you do hold of rov. So you can't say we hold of rov only to pasul, not to be machshir. So of course, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, you have a rov, and therefore that's why we want to be matir, this woman. So who is nivelis to a kohen? And Rabbi Yisrael, what can I tell you? There is so much more to say. It's not normal. And therefore, my request is that we you stick with me, and I stick with you, and that we're zeichet, that we be zeichet to continue this incredible analysis of Rashi, Bahag, Rav, and Shokol Yisrael, Rabbi Akiva Egel, and we will see more Neflos Mitaras Hashem. So I ask that you stay tuned. Lee Nader, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.